Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kal Shai Avram Iyun HaParsha series. We're holding Baruch Hashem on Parshas Devarim, a new sefer in the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. The pasuk in the first perek, in Aleph Tezayin, Maramaka number 1, it discusses one of the halachas of Shoftim and Dayanim, of which there are a bunch of psukim in this week's Parsha. Says the pasuk, Va'atzave es Shoftechem bo'isahi lemar, one of the halachas are making sure that one makes a din. It has to be a din tzedek. It has to be a righteous din, whether it is a person, whether it's your brother, or whether it is a ger. There's one very interesting machlekes achrenim that's not so well known, but from this machlekes, there's a very beautiful ha'ara as it relates to the dinim of Bezdin that I would like to do together with the Olam today. There was a Shaila asked to the Chavos Yair, approximately 250 years ago. And he was asked, there was a Bezdin of three, and two of the Dayanim gave a certain psak, and the third Dayan dissented. And he dissented to the extent that he did not want to put his name on the shtar of Bezdin, even if he wrote, I disagree. Is a Dayan allowed to refrain from putting his signature on a psak bezdin if he disagrees, or he must sign, and he's allowed to say, I disagree. Nishalti im yochel echad min atayonim libnoya milachtaim al psak din ki oma sheshnei chaver of to'u v'rabu olav adavar bar loy she'ena din kain ve'eich yachtem ashov v'sheker, and says the Chavos Yair, I don't know what he's talking about. Lo yadati mokum l'shayla zu klal ayin sham in the hemshech of the Chavos Yair. Says the Chavos Yair, he absolutely must sign on that psak. Three dayanim are needed to make the bezdin. Three dayanim are needed to sign the psak din. If you look at the Knesses HaGedoyla in Cheshemishpat Yud Tes in the beginning of the Simen, in Maramaka number 3, he actually makes this a machlekes between the Gedoyle HaOlam, the Beis Yosef, and the Mabit. Kisherabu HaMezaken Ala Mechayvin O'ipcha Im Tzorach HaGimel Shaloit Hiskim Im HaRoiv Lachta Mipsak Din Yesh Machlekes Bein Rabbeinu Beis Yosef Ubein Maharam Mi Tarani. So we have a fundamental machlokes in the Gedolei HaMefarshim. Does a dissenting dayan have to give his dissenting opinion and sign the document? Or perhaps he can dissent and claim, I do not want to be part of this signature, and therefore two signatures of the dayanim of the majority would be sufficient. What is the nature? What is the ideology? What is the mahos, the hearts, the crux of this machlokes? And I would like to suggest, perhaps, it's Tali in a very important and beautiful Rav Naftali trup. In Maramaka number 4, Rav Naftali in Bava Metzia, Kof Mem Zayin, it's interesting, same tshuva of the Chavos Yair, Kof Mem Zayin, the same simon of Rav Naftali, Kof Mem Zayin, ainli Asik bin Astarim, but to me, at least it was interesting to see the Gzera Shava, Kof Mem Zayin, Kof Mem Zayin. And says Rav Naftali, we know that Bezdin is the source, is the makar, of Rav, Acharei Rav Nahatais. We follow the majority to determine what the legal status is in situations. However, if you analyze Rav, there are two mechanisms of Rav. There are two types of Rav, two categories and applications of Rav. One, he says, is what we call Achar HaRav, Holchen Achar HaRav. We follow the majority. Majority rules, you take a simple vote, and the majority is greater, of course, we follow the majority. He says, even if we know there's a minority and they're right here in front of us and they vehemently disagree, doesn't matter. You could have 8 pieces of, 9 pieces of kosher, 1 piece of treif. We know there's a piece of treif right here. Doesn't matter. Holchen achar harov. Beis says from Tali, no. Another mechanism called bittel barov. You take the majority and it nullifies and it subsumes and it incorporates the minority into it. And I think perhaps you can explain this machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit along the lines of this Rav Naftali. We know Bezdin has to have, let's say, 3 to have a Shem Bezdin. Absolutely. But what about when it comes to the Psak Din? Does the psak din of Bezdin need 2? Or does it need 3, just like it needed 3, to have a yeshivas Bezdin? Says perhaps the Mabit, who only needs two Dayanim to sign, and the Shoyel to the Chavas Yoyer, once I have two Dayanim, so Holchem Acha Harayv, the majority wins. I don't care if there's a third person who doesn't want to sign, who's not here, who's antagonizing the Dayanim who are signing. It doesn't make a difference. Once you have a simple majority, once you have a Rayv, that's enough to say you can pass a Din. Holchem Acha Harayv. However, the Beis Yosef and the Chavas Yoyer actually mentions the concept of Rav in his tshuva. They learn that just like you need three Dayanim to have a yeshiva's bezdin, you need three Dayanim to paskin as well. Well, if you need three Dayanim to paskin as well, and one Dayanim is saying, I disagree with the psak, so you don't have a psak of three Dayanim. You have a psak of two Dayanim going one way, and one Dayan going in the other way. Perhaps Rav Tali will say that those shitas learn that Rav by bezdin is bitul b'Rav. So everybody becomes homogeneous. What began as a heterogeneous psak became with significant and total homogeneity. And you need three dayanim to make the psak efficacious, just like you need three dayanim to make the yeshiva's bezdin efficacious as well. So we're being told the machlokes between the Maharam, the Mabit, and the Beis Yosef on lines of this chakira. Do you actually need three dayanim to have a yeshiva and a psak? And if you need it for the psak, you need a bittul to subsume the dissenting opinion into the agreeing opinion. Or perhaps no, you don't need the third dayan. All you need is holchem acharev, you follow a majority. And as long as majority says this is they psak, so that's it. And the third dayan is allowed even to refrain from signing and giving his dissenting opinion. Akaponim, a very important site of Rav Tali. If you look at the Kilas Yankif in Sukkah, in I believe Siman Aleph, and also the Reb Chaim Al Hashas and Bab Metzia Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, they all go through many oifanim of Roiv. Perhaps it's the third, or it's one of these two, and that's the halach of Rube Kekuloi. Presumably that's Bittel Baroiv. Perhaps it's a different mechanism, especially those learning Chulin right now. A lot of raid in Rube Kekuloi is you have a din call, or you don't need the call. That's two ways to look at Rube Kekuloi, but that's not for right now. Being that we are impending the Rosh Chodesh of Av, it's important to be misyaches to another din that relates to din and dayanim in Rosh Chodesh Av and the Bein HaMetzarim. Shulchan Aruch HaMarmaka number 5 brings the halacha from a Mishnah in Tainis that Misha nechnas Av matin b'simcha ubar Yisrael de'is leitina b'hadei kusi d'shtam minei d'rei mazlei. Shulchan Aruch brings Marmaka number 5 Tav Kuf Nun Aleph that when Av comes we limit our simcha, we Ashkenazim actually started a bit earlier. But also a second din, if the person has a court case, you should try very hard to avoid having that court case during the Zman of Av, because it is a bad mazel. However, there's a shaila in the Achroinim, if you look at Marmaka number 6 in the Mishnah Berurah, what does this mean? Does it mean until Tisha B'Av? Or does it mean the entire month? So the Mishnah Berurah brings Ad Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is the Shita of the Magen Avraham from Rabbeinu Yerucham, the entire month. From Rosh Chodesh Av until Rosh Chodesh Elul, your middle of the end of Bein Hazmanim, the end of summer, it's all the Nihugei Simcha are totally Nizbata. You still have to make sure you don't go to court with a Goy. Akoponim Ad Acher Tisha B'Av. However, at least until Acher Tisha B'Av, it's quite a Naita from the Mishnah Berurah, it's Mashma, he actually goes like that Shita, even though most Achroinim disagree. But Akoponim will call it two Shitas, the Magen Avraham and the Achroinim HaChalkim. Does this din of Reya Mazla go the entire month, or it only goes until Tisha B'Av? If you look at Maramukka number 7 in the Nisiv Chaim, one of the Haggais on the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechon Yushlaim edition, it brings it on the bottom, he has a kasha, which you're probably all wondering, what? You have to, the entire month, avoid going to Bezdin with a guy? After Tisha B'Av, after Asar B'Av B'chatzos, it's the best 3 weeks in Klal Yisrael. It's the summer, school's out, it's Bein Hazmanim, everyone's going away. It's the best months. It's the best time of the year. We're having such Gishmak Simcha, we can do whatever we want. So why do we have to have a discrepancy and we still can't go to Bezdin? The two din would be the same exact halacha. Once the din of Bittul Simcha is Nisbatel, so too should the din of not going to Bezdin also be Nisbatel. The Rapapa Omre Hilkach, the Tani Mimatin Mesimcha, the Shtamet Mina, the Surah the Ein Mesamch Enag El Ad Acha Tisha B'Av, and Huadin as well, and he brings the Zohar, which does the same thing. So, how do you understand the Magen Avraham? We have a din that you're Mat Mesimcha only until Tisha B'Av. But the Magen Avraham says the din of not going to Bezdin goes all the way until Rosh Chodesh Elul. L'Choira after Tisha B'Av, there's no recollection, no remembrance, no Zikaron Bechlal of the Avelos of Tisha B'Av, so why should we not go to Beis Din? And I think one can answer that the Magen Rambam is going to learn in our Makkah number 8. It's something that I wrote up. There are two dinim that we're speaking about over here that are not Teler Zeh B'Zeh. There's a din of Avelos, which is Avelos de Rabim of the Churban until Tisha B'Av. There's also a second din of the Chodesh itself by dint of the tragedies that took place in Av. The entire month has a Chaloy Shem of Re'at Mazla, just like Adar has a Chaloy Shem of the entire month of Marben B'Simcha. Memela, if you learn like that, it's very mistaber to say that even though the Miat Simcha ends at Tisha B'Av, because the Avelos, the Rabim of the Churban is over, but there still is a Chalois on the Chodesh that is a Chodesh of Re'a Mazle. So even though the person could be on vacation in the Swiss Alps listening to a live concert, eating a barbecue, he still should not go to a court case during this month, because the month itself has a Hura Mazle. And if you look at Rashi in Yirmiya, on last week's Haftarah, Rashi actually says this Yesoid. Yefua b'chodsha yimsa unha. That says Rashi, we're speaking about the whole month, b'chodsha. Chodesh echad yesh b'shana shihi yesh yishena. Kala chodesh, this month sleeps. V'oz hi nilchedes, and therefore it's taken over. Afatem chodesh echad hu av. Hucha lahem kvar nimais hameraglim shekavu avoseichem b'chias chinam boi. Tilkadu, and Memela, the entire month, Rashi says, has a kvias of Hura Mazle from the Meraglim. So you have two dinim in this din in Shulchan Aruch, two dinim in Av, one din Miat Simcha, which ends at Tisha B'Av, and a Tzveta din, a second din, which is Hura Mazle, which is Mashma from Rashi, it goes the entire month. Memela, you should not go to Beis Din even the entire month, but not just to round out with one simple question. So, wow, this is a very compelling Rashi. If Rashi is saying the whole entire month of Av has a Chaloy Shem of Re'a Mazle, so everyone should agree that you should go until Rosh Chodesh Elul. Everyone should agree that the whole month has the Chalois. You start breaking up week to week. This week is good, this week is bad, this week is good, this week is bad. That doesn't make any sense. We go by months. Just like Adar is a Chalois on the whole month, B'Simcha, so too Av should have a whole Chalois on the month, that it is a month of Re'a Mazle. And if you look at the Chasam Sefer, in the Hagos, in Shulchan Aruch over there, in Tavkof Nun Aleph Aleph, he actually seems to be bothered by this kasha. And he says a fascinating chiddush. He says, this Yisoid is actually true. The entire Chodesh Av is a Chodesh of Re'a Mazle. However, you can still go to Beis Din after Tisha B'Av, because after Tisha B'Av, there's a new month called Menachem Av. So there are two Chadashim. There's Av and Menachem Av. And Tisha B'Av is the end of Av. And because the last 21 days have in them Tu B'Av, which is the greatest Yontif, says the Chasam Sefer, you have a new Chalois on the second half of the month called Menachem Av. It's a brand new month. It's almost like there's a new Meilid. We don't say Halel, but Kibiyachal, in the Havana of the Chodesh, there's two halves to what we're speaking about. We bifurcate Av and Menachem Av. And Menachem Av has no issues with Mazel. The Mazel is amazing. Memela, there's no problem, Mechlal, to go and enter into a court case with a Goy, because Menachem Av is a Chodesh of Nechama, but Av is an Av where we have issues. So we covered a Machlekes Achreinim. Do you have to have all three Dinim sign the Shtar? We explained that based upon Rav Naftali. There are two concepts of Roiv, Holchem Acha HaRoiv, in which case you don't need all three of them. Two would be sufficient. Or is it a halacha of bitul b'roiv, in which case all three have to be there, so they're all subsumed into a totality of three. We had a machlekes achreinim. Does the din of not going to a court case go only until Tisha B'Av or even later? And we explained the shita goes even later, that the entire month has a chaloy shem of Re'a Mazle, even though Simcha Avelis is over. And then we said, lefizeh, why doesn't everybody agree to that pshat? That the whole month has a chalais, and we answered with the words of the Hele Gazeta, the Chasam Sefer, that there are two chadashim. There's Av and Menachem Av, and Av has a chalaisem of Re'a Mazle, but Menachem Av has no such chalais, and Remela, there's absolutely no problem to go to court if one would need to go in the second half of the month. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, and it should be a nechama for all of Klal Yisrael.